And this is oil and water. I'm flat out in a bedsit in Jericho while an Irish ship is leaving international waters and heading to Gaza. My underground studio is comfortable and clean, but I'm on my own with this poem and the world situation and the pigeons who warble. It's still spring. The leaves have the watery fullness of birth in them and flap their shadows green. Parks, bikes, and unusual heat are all outside and upstairs beyond an iron railing. The Irish boat is called the Rachel Corrie. It has 11 passengers on board who are not conceptualist or corporate, with minds discolored by depressive German philosophy. They're activists. I'm discolored by the recent past, and one of those still scratching for a living in this bedsit in Jericho, alone with a poem while the fridge chews its cords and hisses and a single fly spins around the room. Salt and pepper, salt and pepper, I am a loverer of Irish butter. Rhythms, company, you are never alone, but make the space around enormous and distant when it's indistinguishable from anything else you can't escape. Rachel Corrie, Rachel Corrie, come in for dinner now. My bedsit is warm and the bread pushed into the toaster oven. We can cower together until the 20th century has sunk like Atlantis and the sun. A sinkhole in Guatemala, oil pouring from a hole in the water. Is this what the residue of radioactivity looks like? The Irish are sailing to Gaza. In the Gulf, the brown pelicans squat like icons of the 20th century on a shelf, sliding with oil and water. And that's why the sea level is rising. Soon 100 years will be covered over. The swells of that catastrophe will vanish, and oil drills will emerge in new forms, the world guided by its own inventions and too much brain for imagination. If I were not ill in this basement flat in Jericho, I would, I swear, volunteer to be sailing to Byzantium with Rachel and Gaza's children and my book of ancient Irish poetry, entering the second century.